I couldn't distinguish my work from the other students does they do, because when we make a collective show, we put all our works together, and I cannot distinguish, wow, what's it's my language, artist language. Is it a personal? No. And so I remaining this kind of doubt, can I be more personally? My language, artist language, can be more personal.
Was mit Kunst? Ein Podcast von und mit Johann König.
Today's guest is a Chinese painter, Jinge Dong. Welcome, Jinge.
Hi, Johann. Nice to meet you, and thank you for having me here.
Jinge, maybe we can start how you got into art.
When I was young, I liked drawing, maybe, I like drawing some animals more, maybe the cars, the planes, like just like a boy does. But I have participated and a little bit, you know, in China there, when we are young, we have all kinds of the competition, also for the babies, for the section of the art, the painting. And I haven't won any prize of this competition. But my father found that I have ability to do some 3D, 3D dimension, figures of 3D dimension. I have this ability to depict that than other children. And when I was 10 years old, he has brought me a drawing of his portrait. Wow, it's the first time I saw this drawing is a sketch of the portrait that belongs to the Western system art. And the first time I saw this kind of sketch, wow, can you imagine that for 10 years old, for children of 10 years old, what does it mean to see this just a photo-like sketch? For this child, it's so charming and so fascinating. He's so fascinated. He thinks that wow, this is the most beautiful work in this world. So he began to ask to his father. I began to ask my father, who does this drawing? He told me that it's my colleague. It's a teacher who teaches art in the high school. I have to say that my father is a teacher of geography. He teaches geography in high school in my hometown. And then he sent me to the atelier, the studio of this teacher who taught art. I began to study the sketch, the drawing. So from then on, I have to began my skill to learn my skill of sketch. I do a lot of the statue of gesso, do a lot of the, but I haven't learned yet the color. I only
so,
sketch.
So, but this means you came more from sculptor, or the sketch you made in a pencil sketch of your, the portrait
the
of
pencil,
your father?
The portrait, yes, I do the portrait with a pencil, and yes, very realistic, and, but I haven't learned the, when I was young, I haven't learned the color.
Ah, and with gesso, it's...
Gesso is a statue of gesso. For example, there's the statue of bust of Apollo.
Yeah.
Or the Laocoon.
Yeah.
In China, there is a lot of this statue of the copy of the statue of gesso.
Exactly, but you realized gesso sculptures?
No, I realized the sketch, the drawing.
Ah, okay, of the sculpture. You were looking at the sculpture, and then... We are making the sort of drawings of the physical model, so to speak.
Exactly.
Okay.
And after years, I found that I have the good skills to do in this drawing. But when I was 18 years old, I have to choose my the direction of my life, because you know in China there exists the exam of admission. It's very important for all Chinese students. I have to choose if I have to go to a university, a classical university, for example, to study science, technology, or I have to choose the academy or something to continue my passion. I have the passion of the art. And my father told me that if you choose to become a painter, if you choose the major of painting, you will be maybe an artist, and you can be much more more free than the other, the other works. Because you, in other works, you have to maybe work for the others, but when you become an artist, you can work for yourself.
Yeah, if that's the beauty of art, no?
Yes, the beauty of art, yes.
So, and then you studied art in...
In Shanghai.
Okay, and where you come from originally?
I was born in Beijing.
Yeah, yeah. In Beijing City.
In Beijing City,
yeah.
Because in my name, Jing is it means Beijing. Beijing,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I was born there. My mother named Jing, and so I made it to pass the exam of admission in Shanghai Normal University. I began to learn painting in this university, and after 4 years of the training, I learned a lot about the Western classic art. It belongs to the Western system, because in China there's a phenomenon that almost all the academy or university, they teach the art, that Western art to Chinese students.
And it's really, you practice, right?
I practice, and I can do some really realistic and photo-like painting. I can do some works that has like Caravaggio and various other masters they do. I can also do some classic paintings.
So you practice painting while sort of copying Caravaggio, and how far to the contemporary art do you go? Like
it's too
like
far.
In the academic teaching.
Academy in Shanghai, they teach me only the skill and the process to how to make a painting very realistic or figurative. But when we talk about the contemporary art, it's a pity they didn't teach me what's the meaning of the contemporary art, or we don't have a name, neither the atmosphere of contemporary art. For example, we don't go out to see the fair. There, it doesn't exist a good fair of contemporary art. I remember it was 2007, 2008. It didn't exist yet. For example, Westbound fair, or maybe you heard the Westbound fair.
Sure, we've been there. Yeah,
or a fair.
But what about, like, I don't know, Marcel Duchamp? Is this like taking place in the academy? To look at Marcel Duchamp or other sort of modernist artists? Or is it only about painting?
It's only about painting. And we have to learn other courses, you know, and story of art, other things. We don't have a good comparison. We don't have other diversity of the direction of the art we can develop. If the teacher they do the figurative art, we students passively influenced by their teachment, and we learn just like this.
But do you study then Jackson Pollock, for example? Like how far to the present do these sort of investigation or impressions go from like masters? Where does it stop? Where does sort of the looking at other painters stop? In what period?
I mean that when I study in China, I never try to make some paintings or so-called contemporary art. I do only the Caravaggio-like painting or Renaissance-like painting.
But that's
painting.
Part of the program. It's not. It's they don't present it to you either. Teachers, no.
No.
Okay, interesting.
There's only some, maybe there's a lesson, a course that teach the contemporary art, but we can get to know some names of this artist, and we should only study by ourselves to get to know the contemporary art, maybe also in China and the world. And then after I graduated from the Bachelor of Arts in Shanghai, I go to the Graduate School of Chinese National Academy of Art to continue this skill. I have gathered a lot of skill to handle with the technique. I learned a lot about the theory of the color and the chiaroscuro, perspective, the system of Western art. And then after 7 years of study of this Western art, I realized that my painting, it's beautiful, it's good. When the viewers see my work, it's just like a photo. Oh, it's so great. Just like
you mean
photo.
The figurative, photorealistic paintings you realized?
Yes, it's just like a photo. It's great, but for me, it's not. I'm not satisfied with it because I couldn't distinguish my work from the other students does. They do because when we make a collective show, we put all our works together, and I cannot distinguish. Wow, what's it? It's my language, artist language. Is it a personal? No, and so I. Remaining this kind of doubt, can I be more personally? My language, artist language, can be more personal. Can I create some work more freely? Maintenance this mind. I want to go abroad. I want to go to other countries, maybe to find another direction, another way.
But you had the feeling you had to leave China to go, then you moved to Italy. You had the feeling you needed to go to Italy to change your language? Or when did you start to...
When I decided to go abroad, for example, to go to Italy, I have two possibilities in my mind. Maybe I didn't know in Italy what kind of art is like. I think maybe in Italy I can still... To deepen my skill of figurative art.
Maybe another
possibility is just like maybe it changed me completely in my way, way of thinking or my way of creating a work. But it's all uncertain. But I think I have to go to try. To have a look, to have an experience, to see what is my future like.
So you went to Italy also to look at Renaissance and
yes. As the first 2 years, I go with my wife go around in the country. We go to Rome, to Milan, to Venice and Florence. We go to visit all kinds of the masterpieces of the Renaissance or the Venetian schools. But I think I was very lucky because I have chosen the city of Venice to study my art. I have been to Academy of Fine Arts of Venice. In this place, the environment is completely different from my new university and academy in China. All the way of creating a work, all the way of the teaching, of studying, and the way of living is completely different.
Yeah.
From the first 26 years I lived in China, it's very different.
So, but there's like your paintings have a certain sort of fresco-esque presence. Is that something which came through the influence through Venice? I mean, you live in Venice, and is this a clear influence?
It's a clear influence for my career, for my artistic language, because the city is so fascinating because it has not only the ancient art, for example, the Venetian school, but it has also Biennale. It's very contemporary. It's a dialogue between the past and the present.
And tell me, when did you? Because I would describe your style as on the first glance it appears as it's abstract, but then suddenly when you look in your paintings, you discover suddenly figurative details, decoded, hidden in between the cloudy fresco patterns, which are sort of sometimes a bit in proportion over the canvas. And they have a very earthy feel, your works. And then suddenly there's a very precise little hand or a pomegranate or...
some other
like
things,
a baby.
Or toys of the baby.
How did you come to this? How did you develop that combination between abstraction and figurative details?
I can say that I abandoned my figurative art. But it changed me a lot, the way of thinking. And I see other guys, other students, how they do the work. They developed their own ways to create some work, some very personal. and it influenced me a lot. I think maybe a painting is a painting. A painting is not simply a copy of the reality.
Mm-hmm.
I should open my mind. I should be more free to create a work. And then I think if I want to change something, I should change more aggressively. So I made a lot of experiment in the first 2 years in Academy of Arts of Venice. I don't use more anymore the all that I have learned in China, the system of the Western art, for example, the details, the perspective. Or I try exactly to abandon the colors. I use only black and white to create some works to understand better how it works, for example, the composition or some structure of a painting is more fundamental. I do a lot of practice of, and then I found a way to do something very abstractive. I do a lot of painting using a wide stroke to organize a movement of the colors, and then I pay attention to the patches of the different size and colors, and to make a world that's observing a real image. But in my canvas, it becomes very abstract because it's a movement after my filter in my mind.
Is it?
I deconstruct it and reconstruct it, the visual image.
But you also deconstruct it on the surface of the canvas, no? So you take parts,
yes.
You paint them, and
yeah.
you scrap
I
them
destruct
off.
Them.
You destroy,
yeah.
You
yeah,
like,
destroy them, yes.
You deconstruct them, and you take it off like a fresco.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I trade all kinds of the materials, and not only the skills and the materials and technique. At that time, I found my way. Oh, okay. I changed my mind I changed the way of thinking. I don't want to make any more imitation to copy this word. I just want to create a work more freely, more subjectively, and to use my imagination, to use my passion and emotion. So in the first period, I create so much works. It's more abstractive. You can see on my sketchbook, there are more all kinds of the works. They came from the reality, the real world. But yes, on my paper, on my canvas, it becomes already my work. I have already made the work. It's called work of Jingle Dong. It's not anymore.
Sure, I mean, that's easy to say, but not so easy to do, no?
Yes, it's very, definitely not easy to do. And after years of the, after 2 or 3 years of the this series of the abstractive paintings, I found that, also I lived 3 or 4 more years in Italy. I found that all this world, all this Western world, I live the lifestyle, the landscape, the scenes, and it's totally different from the I lived in China, and it's called a contrast. No, it's a kind of a comparison.
Is it?
Slowly, I realized, wow, I can get better, get to know better my culture.
Mm-hmm. From a distance.
Thanks to this contrast,
mm-hmm.
from the distance. Yes.
So, but you need to master the rules to break them.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I think because I want to deepen my work and to make them more mature my work, I think if I do only the abstract art, I cannot answer myself who I am.
So, but this, it means that it was crucial for you to learn really on a high discipline level the skill of painting.
Crucial, but I think in some degree, it helps me a lot. When I want to paint something, I can handle with it. I can make it.
Yeah.
It's also works, but.
Yeah.
I think, yes, I cannot say I waste a lot of time on it, but yeah, maybe I studied too long.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to this contrast of these two cultures, the Western culture and the Chinese culture, I can renew my culture, my own culture, my I mean Chinese culture.
And these elements in your painting, you know, the pomegranate, yes, children toys, yes, inside, yes. I mean, it's a little, or the hand, which, yeah, I think often, I don't know if it's the same in my understanding of painting, and you can see also with Caravaggio also, is like the painting of a hand is like the most advanced sort of skill level.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the same in China.
Yes,
yeah, in painting China, hands is like the...
Yes, in China, because I have to say, in China, maybe the Western art, there are a lot of people, they are king of the classic art, Western art.
Yeah.
They like the skill. Yeah.
And where are your motives coming from? Like the pomegranate, and where are these, or this little bat? So how do you come with this vocabulary coming from? What... Why a pomegranate?
Because I found after this contrast of the two cultures, I can get in, I can know better my culture, and I found that, wow, I refound something very beautiful, very fascinating in Chinese art. There are so many, maybe I think many Western people, they have never seen the Chinese painting, you know, in the Chinese art and the Chinese, they didn't know the Chinese aesthetic. But I found that. Thanks to this contrast, and then I found a huge ocean of the inspiration in the Chinese art,
mm-hmm.
and I want to just to pick some inspiration from that, from this ocean. So I began to relearn my culture, my the Chinese painting,
and that's pretty much landscape, right?
Yes, to pretty much landscape,
yeah.
and also how to say natura morta,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yes,
still alive,
yes, yeah, still alive,
but
yes.
Not so much calligraphy, right?
And I too much calligraphy, but calligraphy is yes, a kind of art, but yes,
separate.
Yes, separate.
It has nothing to do with yes. the sort of that so context of painting. Yeah.
So I began to inspire from Chinese art, Chinese painting. I want to make a mixture, a fusion from the between the Chinese art and the Western art. I want to see if there will be some chemistry reaction. You know.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yes. I began to add some Chinese symbol, Chinese figure. For example, the visual image elements of the artist form of Chinese painting. I began to add some figures of, for example, a person, an animal, or a fruit, something, and to combine, and also the, for example, the conception of aesthetic Chinese, for example, the emptiness. I leave some part in, or I always leave some part in my paintings a little bit empty, a little bit blank. I don't follow anymore the Western perspective. I don't use that, for example, in Western perspective, which is long, further, which is smaller, which is closer, which is bigger. No, that's a figure in our mm-hmm. painting. But in Chinese painting, there doesn't exist this kind of perspective.
Okay.
Yes. I try to avoid the volume. I try to not use any more the chiaroscuro. I use some more line to drawing something in my painting. So it's a kind of risky, also risky. Just like I think it's similar to the kind of the organ explantation surgery, because no one can promise if rejection occurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's very risky. But after several attempts, I found it's feasible. It's feasible. So I try slowly. I found some regulation to how to combine these two kinds of art, Chinese art and Western art, to mm-hmm. make
and abstraction
together.
And figuration.
Yes. And slowly, I have cultivated a kind of dialectic thought of the way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when I created or when I observed this world surrounding me, I use a kind of this dialectic way. For example, yes, abstractive, figurative, Western, East, West, East, past, present, and maybe subjective, objective. Yes, it helps them a lot. I like to play a game between these two or both sides, but I don't go extremely to one side.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And the inside and the outside view, no?
Yes.
How it looks from the outside and then the abstraction somehow.
I always try to find a point of balance from this
both sides. Like an introspective.
Just like our Chinese does. We often choose to maybe to become a little bit neutral.
Okay, but you still identify as Chinese. You're more than 10 years in Europe and Italy now, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you are a Chinese painter.
I don't know. Yes, because it's a good question, because I think it's an issue. I should do a research to respond myself. Who I am, my cultural identity, because I think if I, since I live in Italy for 9 years, but I think all my friends, Italian friends, I don't know, they treat me also like a Chinese maybe, but all my Chinese friends, maybe they treat me like, I don't know, a half European, I don't know. I cannot define myself.
And tell me, in this exhibition, you also realized some sculptures which have a interesting presence. Almost, they're almost like painterly. I think also that your painting also have a real sculptural aspect. I mean, they're flat, but they're almost like as if you created some sort of a rocky surface or so. Tell me about the sculptures.
The sculpture, I think I have to thank thanks to this chance, this occasion, this opportunity of this solo show in Koenig Gallery, because if there is not this solo show, I haven't tried to realize to make some sculpture of a ceramic.
Why it's did we suggest to do that?
I don't remember. Some friends. I mean.
But did Valeria say?
Yeah, Valeria has told me.
Oh, she recommended you. She
because she saw my sculpture, but it's not a sculpture of ceramic. It's called dust. It's a material, but it's not very stable for me. And I have created a sculpture during the art fair in Italy. She saw that. She said, it's very fascinating, Ma. You have to try to make some sculpture of ceramic and bring them in the Koenig Gallery for your solo show.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So it's I think it's
so thanks to Valeria.
Thank you so much, Valeria. So I try to make some sculpture of ceramic from this year. Yeah.
Ah, okay, and then also the pomegranate, and then,
also the pomegranate, yes.
But also there's an uterus lying almost like on a bouquet of flowers.
It's it's a uterus.
Yeah,
it's a water on a flower. Yes, my single piece of my works, either painting or sculpture, they reflect my thought toward the nowadays world. Our daily life. I want to get involved in the daily life. What is happening in this world, this present world? So, in every single piece of my work, I want to express some my thought or to transmit my message or to raise some questions toward this world. So, just example, I do the sculpture of ceramics of pomegranate with a satellite together. They do a fusion because
a satellite.
Yes.
Oh, from the universe.
Yes. It's, yes. I want to raise a question just to. What's the future of our human beings?
So existence, like the big questions of being, existence, decay,
and but
death,
a little bit of
birth,
to focus on uncertainty of the future, because satellite is a kind of methodology, scientific methodology to explore the universe, to guide our future of the human beings. But pomegranate is also a symbol, because pomegranate, I heard from my friends, Italian friends, also in Western world, it is a symbol of fertility. No?
Yeah.
But now in China is also, there are 2 years, it's so weird, there are 2 year consecutive years. that the Chinese population is declined, but China, we all Chinese pay an important attention to the fertility, to the next generation. We should have the baby, but it's weird that the Chinese has 2 years, they have population decline. And so I create a pomegranate without seeds. So it's a symbol and to focus on our, I was worried about our future maybe, and in the methodology of the explanation of how to say fertility.
And tell me, the title of the exhibition is Enraptured. What does Enraptured mean?
Enraptured, in Chinese, it's pronounced Ru Shen, because in Chinese it can have two double meanings. One is a kind of state of engrossed or fascinated. Another meaning is just like, it refers to, to entering the realm of the gods. And it suggests superstitious and idealistic methodology for facing and explaining this world. So I use this title and to invite and also the viewers to get involved in my works in the world I created to explore and to raise some questions toward worlds and to discover, explain together some issue. Yeah.
And you, as you mentioned before, you exhibit your sketchbook as well.
Yep.
And how do you work with a sketchbook?
The sketchbook is sketchbook. I have to say it's a little bit older work because I created this sketchbook in 2019. In 2 years, I finished this sketchbook. It's a kind of diary, visual diary. I like it so much because in that period, I was also not very confident about myself. When I want to create a larger painting, I should always do some color studies of colors. And so I paint some study of colors on this sketchbook to see if it works. If it works, I will enlarge this works on the huge canvas. But in that period, I inspired a lot of by the daily life, and the subjective is variable. It can be the theme or the subject. The subject can be a shop that sells the pork. I don't know how to say that. Or it can be a supermarket. It can be a corner of the street. It can be a factory of the steel factory. So I just record them with my colors and with my painting. The daily life. What I saw. What I saw. What I thought. What I response to this world, what I'm thinking, yes. So
the absence of color, how did you come to that? I mean, is it really completely avoided? But you have this very unique palette and you try to avoid sort of strong colors.
In this term, I spare a lot of the Chinese art, the color. I like this kind of color. It's not very strong. It creates a kind of a harmony.
Is it?
And because, I don't know. Maybe in ancient China, they like the harmony. And
like, you mean lack of contrast?
Like a river, they flow slowly. But slowly, it doesn't mean it's weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong, right?
Yeah.
It's just like... Yes, and I think I like this kind of expression. They don't depict themselves directly. They depict themselves indirectly. The power, the stronger, the power or something else, and it creates a kind of portrait-like,
fresco-like aura presence.
Yes. So.
Jingle, thank you so much. Thank you for this conversation and thank you for this beautiful exhibition.
Was mit Kunst? Ein Podcast von und mit Johann König.